In this video, we're going to talk about building domain authority and what that provides for you and what that looks like for your website. So domain authority isn't a real thing. It's not something that Google acknowledges as a ranking factor. It's not something that Google talks about as something that you should pay attention to. But at the end of the day, it is a real thing. Your website has a backlink profile. It has an amount of trustworthiness based on the links that point to your website. And Google uses this backlink profile as a way of doing due diligence to your website and determining whether or not your website is trustworthy and reputable and authoritative in your industry. So building domain authority is about building backlinks and increasing trust signals. We've talked about this extensively across the course, but in this video, I'm just going to bundle this topic together and give you some insights as to how domain authority is calculated and how different types of links can impact your website. So there are varying amounts of link quality. This list is sorted from highest quality to lowest quality. So the best link that you could get from a website is a high domain authority link from a website that links out to few people. And then next would be a high authority website that links out to a lot of people. Then next would be a low authority website that doesn't link out to a lot of people. And then last, a low authority website that links out to a lot of people. And you can imagine a low domain authority website that links out to a lot of people is basically just a spam website, right? There's nothing valuable there. But a high domain authority that does not link out to a lot of sites could be a very reputable site that only points to other reputable sources on the internet. And Google knows this, and they use this as a metric for determining the trustworthiness of your website. Another thing to note is that there are different types of links. So not every link is the same. Most links on the internet are nofollow links, and these are typically links from social media posts and websites that don't want to pass any page rank or domain authority along with a link. A nofollow link prevents you from being able to spam your links and get high reputation links back to your website. So you can imagine if you jump on Twitter and you start posting links to your website in tweets, then that does not pass any page rank to your website because it's a nofollow link. Basically, Twitter is saying, this person posted this link. We do not endorse this website. We are not passing any reputation to this website. Whereas another type of link, which is just a normal link that you could call it a dofollow link, but dofollow doesn't really exist. But if you were to get an editorial link, which is a link in another piece of content, that's the strongest type of link that you can get. So if you get an editorial link from a high reputation website, that's the best signal that you can get to increase your domain authority for your website. There are also other types of links. There's sponsored links, and these links are distinguished through the HTML on the website. So you can add a sponsored link tag. You can also distinguish paid links. You can also distinguish affiliate links. There are multiple different types of links, and Google takes all these different types of links into account. They don't compare them all apples to apples. They all mean different things. And it's good to get a good mix of links. You shouldn't only focus on getting editorial links. It's fine to get links from all different types of entities on the internet. But at the end of the day, a strong editorial link from a reputable website is the most impactful on your domain authority. So another thing to remember is that links do matter, but don't only focus on links. Your backlink profile is mainly determined by the value that you provide to others. And so by focusing on providing value and increasing your distribution, over time, you will increase your backlink profile and you will increase your domain authority. There are some specific tactics that I'll talk about in another video in this module that you can use to try to get more links to your website. But if your website isn't trustworthy, if you don't provide any value with your website, it's going to be very hard to build links even by asking people for links. So the best thing you can do is create a high value website that provides lots of value through your content and through the resources that you provide on your website. And this in turn will increase your chance of getting a strong backlink profile, which will increase your domain authority, which will increase your organic traffic, which hopefully will increase your business over time. Like I talked about in the production module, it's very important to think about how you can make an impact on other linkers, not just your customers. There might be a chance that your customers will link to your website, but the vast majority of customers on the internet are not people that make websites and can provide links back to your website. And so it's important to think about the content that you produce and produce producing it in a way that makes an impact on people that can actually provide links to your website. Another thing to keep in mind is that you don't want to spread your website too thin. You want to focus on producing excellent content and not producing thousands of pages of thin content. Google will perceive this as your website not being helpful and mostly just trying to rank on search engines, and they will downrank your website because of the low value nature of your website. And so you should only focus on producing excellence, producing quality, and only publishing something when it actually is valuable and helpful to people. That's not to say that over time you can have a huge catalog of content on your website that's valuable and useful, but starting out, focus on quality, focus on value provided, and don't focus on the quantity of content published on your site. As you build domain authority over time, your content will rank faster even if it has no links to it. For example, even in my business, if I target a lower difficulty keyword, Google understands what kind of content I have authority in, what industry my website is trusted in. And so when I publish a piece of content about Poshmark or about tactics related to Poshmark, my content tends to rank very quickly, even from a brand new URL. And so over time, as you build domain authority and you build trust with Google, you demonstrate to them that you're providing value and that they can trust you and put you in the rankings, and it's going to satisfy searchers on Google, then you will show up in the rankings much faster over time. Even though your first piece of content might not show up very high in the rankings on Google, over time, as you publish new content, you will show up in the rankings higher if you're providing value and if you build your domain authority.